this powerful niggardry at work here.
Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 81 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stoopdig.
I command our black nigger soul back to the depths of hell.
It's Christmas 2019, Chimpers. Hope you're having a great one. We've got some great news stories about niggers and Christmas, and we're going to do a leftovers episode.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by ChimpOut.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
And I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
So what's going on in the world of niggers?
You want a nigger Christmas riot?
Yeah.
Okay.
You suppose that's part of Kwanzaa celebration? Like on day something of Kwanzaa, they have to riot over some Nikes?
They probably got their own version of 12 days of Kwanzaa.
They probably do. It starts with watermelon and ends with violence.
Yes. Okay. So we got a story on American Thinker. By Colin Flaherty. He's the guy that wrote White Girls Bleed a Lot.
Oh, right, right.
It's titled Black Mob Violence at Christmas All Over the Country. And it's dated from a couple years ago, but it's still very relevant today.
Right.
Holidays are a special time for practitioners and deniers of black mob violence. The 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, and of course, New Year's Eve are among the most popular. But not Christmas, not usually, not until this year. Black mob violence and resentment erupted across the country during the 72 hours before, during, and after Christmas, and not the carry signs and send out a press release kind of political violence. This year's Yuletide racial violence was more spontaneous, more deadly, more old school, not connected to the recent political protests over Michael Brown, Eric Garner, and fill in your favorite atrocity that racist police inflicted upon black people for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, they didn't do nothings.
Yeah, I think he's being a little sarcastic there.
I think so.
Let's start in a small town near Houston called Texas City, where hundreds of black people decided to celebrate Christmas night at a party promoting Hood Night.
That's not going to end well.
Yeah.
They actually call it Hood Night?
Hood Night.
Who's the marketing genius that came up with that one? What, are they going to like hand out free watermelons too, just to make it even worse?
Hood Night.
Hood Night, man. Yeah.
Hood Night, because you're from the hood.
Jeez. So what happened?
Near midnight, one of the patrons found himself in the parking lot shooting a handgun.
He found himself? He's like...
Yeah, he found himself.
Like he just looked around like, what am I doing? Oh, I'm shooting a handgun in the parking lot.
When police arrived, he was shooting toward the crowd and ignored orders to drop the weapon. That is when Hood Night got real. The man with the gun turned towards police and they shot him dead. At least that is what the nightclub owner told local news stations after he reviewed the footage from his security cameras. And what is Hood Night without a riot? Police had to dispatch reinforcements after some people in the crowd started throwing rocks at officers and police vehicles, said the local Fox affiliate.
Jeez, man. So if you're standing in line waiting to buy a TV, how do you...
They don't buy TV.
How do you go from that to picking up rocks and throwing them at police officers?
They're niggers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, at Christmas time of all times.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be happy and with friends and family and eat, drink, and be merry. Nope. Let's start shooting shit and throwing shit at cops.
It's Kwanzaa. You wouldn't understand.
Well, at least his mom and family did the gracious nigger thing. The dead man's mother and sister said he was a good person.
He was a good boy.
And not prone to violence.
Yeah. Didn't do nothing.
And not prone to violence.
Yeah.
And people should not believe the police or the eyewitnesses or the videotapes or anything else because the 20-year-old man had recently graduated from high school and was getting his life together. He was just turning his life around.
Yeah. After 20 years, I finally graduated from high school.
20 years old. Dude, I got out a month after I turned 17.
Yeah, I was 17 when I graduated.
20 years old to graduate high school. Which grade do you think he flunked? First, third?
Yes. All of the above. There should just be one grade for niggers on his pass fail. Just nigger grade.
Yeah. Well, they don't have to take English classes because they can't speak it anyways.
Right.
They don't have to take spelling class because they can't spell.
You think they take a class that teaches you how to use all uppercase letters and no punctuation?
Their history class consists of nothing but you was slaves, they owe you.
And we was kings.
Yeah. And we made some pyramids that flew.
How did that whole flying pyramid thing start? Was that actually in a movie or something?
I have no fucking idea.
How aerodynamic is a pyramid? How would you steer it? I mean, it's just dumb.
Well, they're niggers. Yeah. Hey, the story keeps going, too.
All right.
Next stop, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Christmas night. Police responded to a large group of black people fighting and destroying property at a nightclub. When police suggested to Adorito Andre that he refrain from the violent behavior that he appeared to be exhibiting, he declined.
No, thank you, officer.
Andre punched one cop in the face, knocking him out. Then he assaulted another. By this time, the crowd of 50 to 100 black people was fully aware of the injustice of trying to arrest a man who had just attacked a police officer. So they responded in kind by attacking a female cop.
Oh.
Police said during the officer's struggle to arrest Andre, a large group of people surrounded the officers and began yelling obscenities, reported Channel 12 News. A third officer was kicked several times by men in the group. Police then sprayed the crowd with pepper spray, causing them to disperse.
No.
And we got another story in the same article.
Wow.
I like how they seasoned all the niggers, too.
Oh, with the pepper spray?
Yeah, nigger seasoning.
Nigger seasoning. That's the soul food seasoning.
In San Antonio, police responded to a noise complaint at a party. When they found the host, things got out of hand. Instead of helping the officers, he stepped aside and into the middle of the crowd and began yelling things about the police, Sergeant Joe McKinney said. That is when the partygoers started punching the police and throwing rocks and bottles at them. Several black people were handcuffed. One of the people who threw the party was charged with inciting a riot. But all this happened a few days before Christmas, so maybe it does not count as part of this holiday roundup. Wow.
Wow. You know how they say, like, crazy people go nuts when there's a full moon?
Yeah.
Maybe niggers go nuts when there's a Christian holiday.
I think it's generally just when there's three or four of them in the area and they have some alcohol or weed.
Yeah. It's just a bongo party waiting to happen.
Yep. We got another one from Chicago, too.
Jeez.
Here we go. Off to Chicago, the day after Christmas. The Navy Pier hosted a holiday gathering called Winter Wonderfest. During the party, 100 to 200 black people fought, raged, rampaged, destroyed property, and fired guns.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Holy shit.
Yep. How's that gun control working over there in Chicago?
Yeah, exactly.
Chicago is a beautiful town, man. I love it. I've always had fun every time I've gone there.
I've been there once.
You been there?
Yeah, once.
It's nice. It's pleasant. I like it. And you're right on Lake Michigan. And I actually thought about moving there once. But the whole nigger thing, my God.
Yeah, I went there in January. It's pretty damn cold.
It is. They call it the Windy City for good reason.
Yep. Yeah,
it's cold. But it's cold in the D.
It's cold in the D.
It's cold in the D. Don't you remember that song?
Uh-oh.
It's so cold in the D. It was like unintentionally bad, low-budget, ghetto nigger rap about Detroit.
Okay.
It, by a sow that sings worse than I do. I'm going to play it.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Whitey. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, please visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Shit.
So ghetto.
What is that fucking ugly thing with the red hair? And a fucking orange sweatsuit on.
I know. I agree. Her friends are ugly too.
She looks, she's got the skin tone like she's straight out of Africa.
Yeah, she's got that super dark darkness to her. That's a Detroit nigger.
There ain't no one drop of white in her at all.
No, that's 100% baboon.
That's straight out of the trees.
Yeah. And she's
okay. That's all I can.
I just noticed all the sows in that video. Remember how we were talking about how some niggers have black lips and some have pink lips?
Yeah.
Those are all black lip niggers.
Yep. Okay, I had enough of her.
Yeah, pretty nasty.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
Let's do a story. You got a news story? Let's do one.
I was looking at that one where the big old fat nigger bitch got the booty call and came over, and the buck had passed out.
Is that the one where she set everything on fire?
Yeah, that's the one where she looked at nigger's house on fire. Let me find this one again.
All right.
God, it's been so long since I've talked to you.
It seems like old times, though.
I know.
TNB does not change.
Nope, it is timeless.
TNB is more of a constant than the speed of light.
I know.
It could be equals M's TNB squared.
TNB squared, we're calling Planet of the Apes.
Sow strangled made into nigger flambé, and then Florida buck self-tenderized. There are niggers are burning themselves up.
Yeah, they always do. You know, that's a high-tech invention for a nigger is a fire.
Fire. They're like, we finally getting out of Stone Age, mama. We moving on up.
That's like IT programmer for a nigger's lighting a fire.
Fire starter. Do you remember that story about the sow that burned her whole apartment down because she was trying to light a crack pipe with a chopstick?
Yeah. There we go.
You found it.
Yeah. I remember the keywords. Boone went to have sex, couldn't get in, discovers fire.
All right. Where did this happen?
New Jersey.
Okay.
Huge she-boon went over for some mating, horny as hell, and when she couldn't get in, she discovered fire. She tried to kill him by burning down the place, but she failed.
What the fuck?
All right, so here's the actual news article from NJ.com. Woman stood up after late night booty call for sex. Tried to kill man by torching his house, cops say. Have you seen the picture of this one?
There's a picture?
Yeah.
Man, okay.
She's a looker, too.
I gotta see this. Hold on. Where is it?
Let me see if I can send you the link here.
Okay. Oh, my God. That thing is fucking ugly.
Well, if you're a nigger, that's probably looking pretty good.
She's got that. Look, it's not I didn't do nothings. It's like, yeah, that's right. I burned him. I'll do it again.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
That nigger, he stands me up. I'm going to lift ass up, too.
Look at she's looking down her nose literally at the camera in her booking photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she thinks she's fucking superior. But either that or she's just trying to hide the fact that she's got like four chins.
Well, she's not doing a very good job at that one, but...
What the hell is her name? Taija? T-A-I-J-A. The fuck?
I have no idea. Taija? Taija?
As in tied you up and burned your house.
You know, at least they charged her. Attempted murder and aggravated arson.
Those are two serious felonies.
Yeah, she'll be out in 2 days.
Once she starts burning things up in the prison, they'll just let her go. Sorry, so what happened?
We have a woman accused of burning down a Woodbury man's house, set the fire when he didn't answer the door after inviting her over for sex. My dick.
Netflix and chill. Yep. Bitch, I said Netflix and chill, not Netflix and burn my fucking ass up. Bitch!
Okay, so we have Taija, Tadija, whatever the fuck her name is. And she's 29. She looks about 60.
She does. She looks terrible.
Well, she's a nigger. Blackwood was arrested Tuesday and charged with attempted murder and aggravated arson in the August 4th blaze, which left the nigger with first and second degree burns.
Dang.
The nigger described Russell as a side chick.
Side chick?
Yeah, you don't know about that one?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so if you're married or you have a steady girlfriend, but you have a piece of ass on the side, that's your side chick.
Your side chick.
Yeah.
Well, she's got a whole lot of side. That's a big mama.
Yeah. Yeah, she's about 250, 300.
Easy. And that's just her head. Imagine what the rest of her weighs.
The police were alerted to the fire around 4:30 a.m. Wow, that's a really late night booty call.
Well, no wonder he was asleep.
Yeah. Well, you know, he probably called her about 11 o'clock and said, hey, why don't you come over here and give me some of that?
Yeah, exactly. And then she's on, you know, what they call black people time, which is nigger time, so...
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get there when I get there.
I'll get there later.
Meanwhile, he's already, like, fucked three boons waiting for her to show up, and he's exhausted, and he passed out in a pool of his own vomit, and he's... Ugh. She shows up, demanding sex.
Yeah, he's passed out. He locked the door because he lives in a niggerhood, and he doesn't want the other niggers coming and stealing shit.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's where it gets good. The man described Russell as a side chick in a police report on an incident. Police were alerted to the fire around 4:30 a.m. when the man ran into Woodbury Police Station wearing only a T-shirt and covered in soot. How could they know he's covered in soot? It's a nigger.
Yeah, exactly. How do they know? Maybe, you know, he had first and second degree burns, so maybe it, like, burned the black off of him in some places.
You know, I've seen that. When a nigger gets burned, they turn white.
Isn't that weird?
Wow. Coughing out of breath, he told them he had just escaped from his burning home a short distance away on South Barber Street. After firefighters doused the blaze and rescued the victim's dog...
Whoa!
Investigators determined the fire was an arson.
What do you suppose they rescued the dog from? The fire? Or from him having sex with it?
Probably from the fire, man. I got to feel bad for the dog.
Yeah, it's not the dog's fault.
No, the dog is just like, hey, as long as you feed me, I'll hang out.
Right. I'll overlook the fact that you're a nigger. Just give me some food.
Yeah.
And don't burn me.
Food. Take me for a walk once in a while. Yeah. I'm your dog. So a review of messages on the man's phone and surveillance video led police to Russell, according to the criminal complaint.
Hmm.
And it keeps going. The victim told police he had invited her to his house for sex, but fell asleep before she arrived. Okay. Well, you know, can't expect a nigger buck to stay awake for more than 5 minutes in a row. So I get that.
Right.
But, you know, she's a nigger. She should have known that.
Right. She was getting horny.
Yeah. And there was no fence post available.
Gross.
A review of his phone showed 8 missed calls from Russell, police said, along with text messages in which she wrote, "You wasted my money to come out here. You smoked. I see you won't die, and I swear to God, I hope you die."
That's not incriminating at all.
No.
God, how could she possibly expect to not spend 20 years in prison?
Yeah. It's a
yeah, that's true.
Catch and release.
Yeah. They're going to have to release her because there's no way they would have enough money in the budget for her food.
Well, you know, she could probably stand and lose 100 pounds.
Hell yeah. You think she was actually trying to, like, barbecue him and eat him?
No, I think she was just horny. Okay. She was horny and pissed.
Yeah.
But it continues.
Oh, boy.
The police obtained security camera video showing her purchasing lighter fluid, matches, and a lighter from a nearby gas station. Other videos show her return to the residence and head to the back door, the only entrance to the residence, with the items. By 4:08 a.m., the house is ablaze. So they got her on camera coming and going at the local Circle K, buying lighter fluid and a lighter, and then coming back and lighting the place up.
Then it's premeditated. She doesn't have a chance.
Well, it's a nigger. It's catch and release.
I know, but still, crazy. I hope that a human doesn't own that building, and if they do, I hope it's heavily insured.
Yeah, exactly. Never do business with niggers.
No, it does not end well. And this could have had a happy ending. Well, it's kind of a happy ending. I mean, the nigger survived, that which sucks, but the dog survived, and Fatso got sent to prison.
Yeah, the dog survived. That's part of the story.
Right. Well done. There's pictures of the fire. I found a link.
Yeah,
she torched it good. Yeah.
It looked like a converted garage or something.
It does. It's a nigger nest.
Typical nigger jacket.
Yep, definitely. Jeez, man. So it's not like he was in a giant house and she was pounding the door and he didn't hear her. I mean, if she wanted to get in, she could have just moved that air conditioner unit that's in the window and just stuck her head in there and said, "Get up.
Yo, nigga, you owe me some dick."
Yeah, where's my dick? What a fucked up thing the nigger is.
Man, you know, I've had some booty calls late night, you know, in my youth, and you call a chick and she just answered the door, whatever. Hey, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe next time. You go away.
You don't burn the place down.
No.
That's a dumb bitch.
Nigger.
Yeah.
Save your strength. The glove is all.
So we got all this leftover audio from all the shows that never aired.
Yeah, we should start playing some of it.
Like we used to with the leftovers?
Yeah, I think people really like that because you get to hear like 10 or 15 different people.
That's true, but these are mostly just us goofing around.
Well, you know, it gives everybody an insight of how the show goes down. It's not rigid. It's not structured. It's just fly by the seat of our pants and, you know, anything goes.
That's true. And it is the time of year for leftovers, so.
Yeah, I got some honey baked ham left over.
Hey, this is SC Anemia, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Hey, I got to ask you, man.
Yeah.
The winters, are they worse in Michigan or New Hampshire?
I'm going to say they're equal because the temperature is the same. And, we, you know, in Michigan and northern Indiana, we would get lake effect snow and we get dumped on. But it's the same thing with the Northeasterners that come over Boston. They dump snow on us either way. So it's the same. And there's no change in elevation either because I'm actually at a lower elevation now than because I'm in a valley than I was when I lived in Michigan and Indiana. It's weird.
Okay. Yeah, cause we went to Boston in May. I loved it. Beautiful city. It was clean. Wasn't very many niggers running around.
Nice.
The people were real friendly.
They talk funny.
Yeah, I was in the military, so I dealt with people from all over the place. So
yeah.
Accents I'm used to. Southern, Northern, Texan.
Yeah.
But no, we had a good time. That was for my birthday.
Recently?
In May.
Oh, May of this year. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have not. I haven't been to Boston, so I don't know. I haven't been to New York City or anything. I just.
Oh.
I don't get out much.
Speaking of which, we went to the seafood restaurant to get some lobster stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you'll never guess who we sat across from at lunch.
At a seafood place in Boston?
Yeah.
Michael Moore?
No, Bill Gates.
What?
I'll send you the picture.
What? You ate in the same place as Bill Gates?
I will text you the picture, man. I sniped a photo of him sitting there eating his crab or whatever the hell he was eating.
Well, he's probably eating lobster wrapped in lobster, dipped in lobster, covered with gold and with a side order of lobster.
Yeah, my wife kept going, I'm going to go ask him. I'm like, leave the man alone.
Yeah, really, he can have you killed.
He's eating lunch. Leave him alone. So when he got up to leave, we hit him up and... He wouldn't admit it was him, but he was kind of like laughing and joking. He's like, I couldn't be Bill Gates. I'm too cheap.
But it was him?
Dude, I got a picture of him. It's him.
He probably says that to everybody that recognizes him.
Yeah, so I looked him up after he left. And sure enough, he went to MIT, which is right up the street.
True.
So he's probably back there giving some lecture on something.
Yeah, probably. He probably just wanted some... seafood. He probably used to go to that restaurant when he was a student.
Exactly. I mean, it was just a short train from Harvard and MIT.
True. Hey, here's something weird. It turns out that one of the earliest computer programs I got on AOL back in the early days of dial-up was this program called Vader Fader, and it was written by a 15-year-old Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I may have actually talked to him on the internet. I don't know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's worth billions and spying on everything.
Yeah. That was probably like his prototype spy thing, and I downloaded it like a dumbass.
Yep.
In 1990, whatever it was.
He's been spying on you ever since.
Well, he's going to be bored because there's nothing going on here to look at. I feel sorry for the NSA guy that's assigned to me because I never do anything.
I know.
What do you mean you know? Are you spying on me?
No, I don't do
You're
anything.
You're the NSA guy.
Yeah, that's me.
I knew it. You and Bill Gates. It all makes sense now.
You've fallen into our trap.
Yeah, I fell into your trap. Oh, well.
So... see, Toby's gone. I got another nigger in the house right now, too.
Oh, boy.
Actually, he's kind of, well, he's half.
Okay.
I don't even think I told Whitey about that. Yeah, this dude's mother was a mud shark, and I don't know that he even knows who his dad is. This dude is a freak. Oh, man, he's about black as tar, man. I mean, black as black. and you don't see him in the hallway, and I'm not kidding. I'm not making a joke.
If he closes his eyes and his mouth, there's nothing to see?
No, him and Toby both, man. I mean, they're in the hallway in the evening, man. You don't see him. No, but this dude really is. I mean, he's the niggiest. I mean, he's just like black as tar. And
so it's kind of like a cloaking device. Right? They just close their eyes and mouth, and you can't see their eyes and teeth, and then they just vanish.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, it's fairly dark in the hallway back here in the evenings. I mean, you know, the dining room lights on and shit like that, but, you know, it's down quite a long hallway, and the hallway does make a 90-degree bend. And so when they're back there coming out, I mean, I run into them all the time coming out of my room because I don't see them. He's a ghost, man. I mean, even when he's in the not in the hallway, he's still a ghost.
He's a spook. No, I got one of those air fryers. Have you ever heard of an air fryer?
Yeah, I've seen those on TV.
They're pretty badass. It's the only thing I use.
It doesn't use any oil, just like a oversized popcorn popper, right?
Well, I would say it's more like a fryer-shaped convection oven.
Yeah, hot air popcorn popper.
Yeah.
On steroids,
yeah. Holy crap. So I cook steaks in it. I do chicken.
No shit.
Yeah, they're not bad. I mean, you don't get the flavor of an actual fire, but, I mean, it's an easy way to cook something, and you've only got one thing to clean. I mean, it's the bachelor's dream.
Yeah, that's true.
So one day I decide, I wonder what's going to happen if I put bacon in there.
Probably came out good.
Oh, it came out incredible.
Dad, do you like your bacon extra crispy or kind of soft?
I like it when it's a perfect mixture of both. And you have so much control of it. Oh, in fact, here's what I did. Last time I did it, I put the steak in there, and then I put bacon strips on top of the steak and let the bacon infuse inside the steak.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it doubled the cooking time. It took forever to cook. It just wouldn't cook, because of the bacon grease. But when it was done, it was, like, super tender.
Nice.
Yeah. It probably took about 4 weeks off my life, but it was worth it. And it defeats the whole purpose of the air fryer, but hey, who cares?
Yeah, but it's bacon.
Bacon. We should do a bacon episode. Are there any nigger bacon stories?
Well, they kill each other over maple bacon. And you know what? I actually like that. My wife makes that. That's good.
Oh, I had it as a kid, and I never cared for it.
I like it. I don't know why niggers had to ruin it, but...
They ruin everything.
I know. What else we need to do? Because I got to get in the shower. We're going to meet the neighbors for brunch and pedicures.
Brunch and pedicures?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're getting a pedicure?
Yeah.
After brunch?
Well, we're going to have lunch. I guess it's brunch because it's kind of early.
Man, you are the most California person I know. Cute dog, though. Adorable.
Jesus.
Yeah.
She was so doped up.
She's just staring off into space.
Oh, she was high. Anyway, same thing yesterday. She laid in the spare bedroom all day on the floor just going, oh, oh.
I've had a few days like that myself.
Yeah.
Just laying in bed going, oh.
What I have? Fish stew? It was good. Went and had a couple beers and some nor'easter blowing in. And man, it was shitty outside.
But isn't the seafood out here incredible?
Oh, man, it's good.
It's good enough for Bill Gates.
And cheap. Oh, yeah, I got to see that picture.
I know. I want to see it.
Hang on. Let me pull up my iPhoto, and I'll show you.
Okay.
Okay. Can you see it?
Holy crap, that does look like him. That's him.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. That's definitely him.
I know. And my wife kept going, I'm going to go ask him. I'm going to go. I'm like, no, leave the man alone. I go, if it is Bill Gates, you know, let him eat his lunch.
Yeah, really.
He had to come past our table. He was sitting like kitty corner, one table over.
Yeah.
And when he started walking out, she's like, excuse me, are you who I think you are? And he's like, well, you know, kind of laughing. Who do you think I am? She's like, Bill Gates? And he's like, I couldn't be Bill Gates. I'm too cheap. And he, you know, and he had some other, it looked like an engineering student with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's him. That's for sure him. And that's probably what he says to everybody that recognizes him.
Exactly, because he's a especially near Harvard and MIT.
Exactly. It makes sense. It's him.
Thank you. That's what everybody said, because I was texting it while I'm on vacation. I'm texting him. I'm like, guess who we had lunch with? And I sent it. People are like, no fucking way. I'm like, yep.
Yep, it's him. Wow.
Well, don't you remember that movie they did where the guy ate nothing but McDonald's for like 6 months
or
something?
Yeah, Super Size Me. I never saw it, but yeah.
And he was having all kinds of problems.
But tonight I was looking up all these symptoms and I was looking at food allergies, and I was looking at the 10 top food allergies, and I was able to rule out all of them except for one, and that's soy. And I was like, hey, I wonder if there's soy in fast food. I Googled it. Yeah, soy is all over fast food.
Yeah, it's a filler.
It's a filler, and even McDonald's, their French fries were making me sick because they're fried in vegetable oil that's based on soy.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, so I think I have a soy allergy, but I never knew it because I rarely eat that stuff.
Plus, soy will make you grow boobs.
Well, I've got man boobs anyway, but they're sexy. So.
All right, if you say so, we'll just go with that.
I think they're sexy. Yeah, that's why I got to go out with Christina, because she's the only girl with bigger boobs than me. I asked that question because one of my first experiences with a nigger was kindergarten. We had a nigger teacher. Her name was Mrs. Morgan. And I thought she was like a gorilla or a monster or something.
She was.
I was like, yeah, she was. But I thought, you know, that's normal, because like when you're a little kid, you see a cartoon and like it could be like a lion teaching a bunch of zebras math or something. And you go, oh, okay.
So,
yeah. So, you know, I was 5 years old and they sent me away to this school and there was a nigger there. And I thought, oh, well, you know, maybe that's just normal. Like you go to school and there's a talking gorilla and that's just what you do. She gives you cookies, you know.
Well, that is normal nowadays.
Yeah, maybe not the cookies anymore, but. I remember asking a grown-up, I was like, well, why do her palms of her hands and the bottom of her feet white and the rest of her is black? And you know what the grown-up said to me? They said, because when they were being spray-painted by God, they were lined up against the wall being frisked.
I've heard that one.
And I went, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, when I was about 4 or 5, my mom told me, she was so embarrassed, she took me to a grocery store. And it was a black checker. And she started, you know, pulling the food and ringing it up. They didn't scan it back then, obviously. They just punch in the $2.99 or whatever the tag said. And my mom said, I flipped out. Mom, don't let her touch our food. She's black. She's dirty. Don't let her touch our food. My mom said, she was just sitting, just shaking her head, looking down, trying to cover my mouth. But it's the natural reaction for young human kids not to want niggers around, because they're so different.
They are. And animals and children both.
Exact opposite. Everything human. But, you know, you take a little baby or a kid and you throw a puppy in the room with them, and the baby loves the puppy and vice versa. But you throw a nigger in there and the kid's just horrified.
And so is the puppy.
Yeah.
They're both looking at the nigger going, what are you?
You don't look right, dude.
They don't smell right. They smell bad to us. Imagine how they smell to a dog.
Yeah.
It's got to be horrible. Do you think they smell to each other?
Nah, it's like being nose blind.
I guess. But maybe that's why they have the giant nostrils in the first place. So they can smell each other.
I mean, I'm sure they have different smells, but they don't smell the funks that disgust humans. The BO, the...
Mm-hmm.
Vaginal bacteriosis or whatever they had.
Yeah.
About that. They don't smell that. That's natural for them.
That's probably an aphrodisiac for them.
The rotten shit breath halitosis. They don't smell that either.
Oh, man. I worked at this place and there was a nigger there. And this fat, lazy, smelly nigger never did laundry, never brushed his fucking teeth, never took a bath. He was just the smelliest, laziest piece of shit ever. And he had so much plaque on his teeth that, like, the tartar built up and made, like, one giant tooth, like, connected all the teeth together. It was weird. Like, he had, like, one giant upper teeth and one, like, lower one.
Filled in, huh?
They did. His breath could drop a fucking horse. And he had, like, little black spots on his gums all around his mouth. And he was so fucking nasty that on my last day there, I went to the dollar store and I bought, you know, like, toothpaste and toothbrush and deodorant and soap and shampoo and laundry stuff. And I spent like almost $20 on the stuff, and I put it in a bag and I hung it on his locker. And I made a big deal out of it. I was like, here, this is for Roy. His name is Roy, but he spelled it R-H-O-Y because he's a fucking nigger. I was like, tell me what his reaction is when he finds it. They're like, oh, okay, all right. So I hung it on there, and I was waiting and waiting. I finally got a text back from one of the guys, and I said, well, what did he do when he found it? And they said, well, he just looked at it and moved it and set it down on someone else's locker.
Nigger wouldn't even take the hint.
No.
Dude, you stink. You stink.
God. You'd think he would, like, steal it because it has cash value, but it's all stuff he didn't want. You know, it's like soap and deodorant.
All the jokes you made about soap and deodorant being nigger repellent, it's true.
It's true. It is true. It is true. It's probably still hanging up there.
Nah, somebody took it.
Yeah, one of the humans were like, oh, I'll take it.
Hell yeah.
I tried to find watermelon-flavored toothpaste, too, but I couldn't find any, because that would have been funny.
Should have found some asshole-flavored toothpaste. He probably would have jumped all over that.
Probably. He was such a piece of shit, complete with the whole white women's and all this shit. Man, that guy was worthless. But they were a bunch of nigger-loving idiots there, and that fucking thing got away with everything. He didn't do a damn thing all day but complain. And he would shuffle. He was fat. He looked like a bowling ball with legs.
Yep, I know the type.
Yep, and he would just shuffle as slow as he could. He was always drinking coffee, and he would put, like, tons of sugar and tons of flavored creamer in it. And that's why his teeth were so rotten, man. He just – all that bacteria in that warm nigger mouth just – bleh.
I've seen that. Niggers will throw, like, 5 pounds of sugar in a 12-ounce coffee.
Yeah.
That's the diabetes.
Well, coffee wakes you up and makes you want to do work, so I guess they're trying to, like, balance it somehow.
Well, they should put some liquor in it or something.
They probably do.
Yeah, true.
Well, thank you. Okay, so I have to tell you my little story. You know I'm not on this website, but...
I know.
Some African, for lack of a better term...
It's a great term.
...was stealing at our local little grocery store.
Yeah.
And I guess they have unclosed security guards, and the guy walked out the door and they literally tackled his happy butt. Nice. And they had like 6 bottles of wine and like a bunch of kombucha, which I don't even drink kombucha. I don't know if you do or not.
I've never even heard of it.
Okay. But yeah, he had all this stuff stashed in his pants, and they took him down like nobody's business, and they were like, call the cops. I'm like, oh my god, what the hell is going on?
They were telling you to call the cops?
No, they were telling the ladies inside the store, but I'm just like, all I see is this man being held on the ground by these two big guys, and it's like, what the hell is going on?
Right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Here's your Mrs. Whitey's fed up story for the day, okay? Talk to you soon, DJ.
Yeah, okay, take care. Yeah. Well, fuck, man. That was a stupid nigger.
Well, stupider than normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know they have low IQ, but some of the shit they come up with just makes no sense.
I know. It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, do you think that if a nigger gets arrested for something that dumb and he's sitting there in prison, he's got all the time in the world to think about it, do you think they ever, like, figure out where they went wrong?
No. No. The only regret he has is that the other niggers are making fun of him. Nigga, you got arrested for stealing a golf cart.
Yeah.
He's got no street cred.
But it was a good golf cart, man. That was like a BMW or something.
but I stole it from some white people.
Yeah, them old white dudes, they was yelling, come back here with my golf cart. And I didn't come back.
What the fuck, man? What a waste of resources.
Hey, it's a good thing it wasn't a stick shift.
Yeah,
you hear about that all the time.
Yeah.
Nigger steal jacks a car and it's a stick shift and he don't know how to fucking drive a stick shift.
Yeah, I worked for a rental place once a long time ago and the niggers came in to rent like a U-Haul type truck, but some of them were stick shifts and they couldn't rent it, and he gets out of it and goes, this one's got two brake pedals. Oh. I can't drive a car with two brake pedals.
Just tell him one's for the left, one's for the right.
That's how you steer, nigger. You take the left one.
Your ending sound really good.
Yeah, we could leave it the way it is.
Yeah, let's leave this one.
Okay. I got lucky because it took me a long time to find the show opener music and then do the monkey thing. And yeah. I was like, man, I wonder if I can get a better quality stereo version of Do the Monkey. And it turns out there's a karaoke version that's in stereo. That's what we heard.
It did sound better.
It sounds way better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So, that was a stroke of luck.
Well, it would be in stereo. I got a new headset. I got new internet.
Nothing can stop us. So that should work. All right. This will give me something to do. All the stuff that we did today. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go get my toes did.
Yeah, get your toes did.
Shit.
Get that funky toes, mama.
Get some hot Asian girls rubbing on your feet. You'll like it, too.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds all right, but I don't know. It just sounds really fruity and West Coast to me, but that's okay.
Well, you know what's funny is one of my friends from high school, we're hanging out, and he had mentioned something about he was making fun about guys getting their getting a pedicure.
Yeah.
And so I go, what brought this up? And he's like, oh, you know, just, and I go, you're going to get yours done. You're just trying to see if any of us have ever done it. And he's like, yeah.
I'm not opposed to it. I might give it a shot someday. Everyone says it feels really good.
Yeah, it does. I use it just because my feet are so rough. It takes all the nasty old calluses off without sitting there with the little battery operated toe grinder thing.
I've never used one of those. Those look nasty.
Make sure you do it outside because it put dust everywhere, rotten toe dust.
Oh, no. I had to be careful. I had to trim my toenails outside because my dog was eating them.
Oh.
Which is disgusting but also highly flattering. Like, wow, you love me so much you'll eat my toenails? Holy crap.
They eat poop, too.
Yeah, but... they'd probably eat my poop. That's really flattering.
That's wow.
Disgusting. Like, your dog loves you so much he would eat your poop.
Ew.
That's gross.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Unless it's tasty. I don't know. I never ate it.
Yeah. You let me know how that works out for you.
Okay. I'll send you a free sample.
No, I'm good.
No? All right.
I'm good.
Okay. All right, I guess we're done. We'll hook up in a couple weeks or something, and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right, man. Take care. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Here's what I've been chatting with. I mean, she's punk rock girl from work. Massive rack.
Women seeking me or men?
Men, most likely. I'm not sure what that is. She's into costumes. She's got all these costumes all over the place. Which could be fun, if you know what I mean.
She's going to dress up like a furry and fucking peg you, or what?
I hope so. I'll take it.
I just said peg you.
Peg.
Yeah, peg. It's pegging.
Pegging?
Yeah.
What is it?
After she puts on the rubber dong and fucking ass slams you.
That's what pegging is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're like, I hope so.
How do you know this?
Dude, just internet, man. This shit you pick
No, it's
up.
Not the internet. It's personal experience.
No, it's not. This is the internet.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Ted. How you doing?
What are we up to?
Well, TJ wants to get pegged.
No, I don't. I thought I did, but it turns out I don't.
Pegged?
Pegged.
Yeah, pegged.
What does that mean?
That's what I wanted to know. Tell
that
him.
Sounds a little gay, but that's all
well, right. Well, yeah, it kind of is. It's when the girlfriend straps it on and, like, sticks it in your ass.
I had an old friend who I think was into that, but it took me a long time to figure it out, I think, because I visited him and his girlfriend's house when I was married. My wife and I were there, and he was showing us around the house, and we walked by their bedroom, and there was this big tub of anal lube sitting on the nightstand.
Wait. Why would somebody leave that out if you knew you were having house guests?
Well, they were an odd couple. But anyway, well, we walked by the room, and it was just like a big giant tub with one of those it's a dispenser, you know. It came with the
like a pump on the top,
right?
Okay, and like you'd have on your hair gel or something,
right? Except it said in big bold letters, anal lube. So. For the longest time, I thought him and, you know, he was banging his girlfriend in the ass. And then after a few years, I thought about it and I said, you know, I think she was pounding him in the ass. I think
maybe it was reciprocal and that's why they needed the extra heavy duty large size.
Oh, it could have been. They were both fucking oddballs, but it took me a while to figure that out, but
yeah, anyways, the pegging came up because DJ was showing me this girl at work that he wants to jump on, and she got these giant tits, and I said something about, yeah, she looks like she'd like to peg you, and he's like, I hope so, and well, I started, I started laughing. He didn't know what it was.
Well, whatever,
you know.
Whatever. So should we send a care package to Africa with, you know, some maxi pads in it? What do you think?
Fuck them niggers. That's what I think.
They probably eat them. They're that fucking hungry.
What would they use a maxi pad for? Let's think of some ideas they could use it for other than what it's intended for.
Well,
maybe strangle a nigger or smother a nigger with.
I don't know. Do you think it can cover both their giant nostrils?
Well, you gonna... shove a tampon at each nose and then use the maxi pad over the mouth.
You ever seen a nigger with a cold and then they like take a bunch of like Kleenex and paper towel and stuff and stick it in their nose?
Was it like half a roll?
Pretty much.
They take the whole roll of fucking toilet paper and shove one up each nostril.
It's a giant paper towel lot.
They got to shim it.
Yeah. When I was living in Kalamazoo in the ghettos, all the niggers thought I was a cop, and I wasn't, but that's just what they thought. So there was a nigger walking, of course, in the middle of the street, perfectly good sidewalks, but you know how niggers are. They got to walk in the middle of the street. It was cold out, and he had like this – it stuck out of his nose about an inch of just rolled up Kleenex or paper towel or something. And I was trying to get my phone so I could take a picture of it. And I slowed down and I rolled my window down and I was like trying to get the phone to turn on. And I was talking to him because I really wanted to get a picture of it. I was like, are you okay? And he was doing the old, what you bothering me, cop? I ain't done nothing. I just got a cold. I was like, okay. So he left and I never got a picture of it.
I don't think I've ever seen him do that.
Well, they do. That's because you live in a temperate zone. I mean, go to Michigan, you'll see it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's as common as the puffy jackets.
Oh, no, we got the puffy jackets.
Really?
Fucking dumb niggers be running around in 95-degree weather with a fucking puffy jacket on. Like, what the hell are you thinking?
Like the Michelin Man.
Exactly. Oh, those things look so stupid.
But they look warm. You got to admit, they do look warm.
They do, but, you know, when it's 95 and the sun's out, probably not your best garment choice for the day.
No, no.
I think they wear them so they can hide their guns in it easier.
They can shoplift and hide anything. They can hide Niglets in there. You know, they can hide anything in there. Puffy jackets. So stupid. Every year they still have not gone out of style. It's always niggers. Puffy jackets.
Puffy jackets and pants down around their knees.
Yeah, if they're that cold, why don't they just pull up their pants? You know?
Dude, the shit they come up with.
Do you think some white person is just making up stupid trends for niggers and laughing at them? Or do you think there's some nigger doing this or what?
I think it's a white dude just saying, hey, let's see how many stupid niggers we can get to do this just to make them look even dumber. Remember the ball cap when they'd leave the tag on it?
Yeah.
It's like, why? Oh, so you know I bought it. You could steal it with the tag on it.
That's what they're really saying. They're saying I didn't buy it. It still got the tag on it because I stole it.
And then the ball cap sideways. And then they used to do the gold-plated dinner plates around their neck on the gold-plated anchor chain. the Mr. T starter kits.
Yeah.
God, they've come up with dumb ones.
They have. There was a time when the sows would walk around with baby pacifiers in their mouths.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Remember
one.
Remember that? Yeah, that was stupid.
They're just practicing sucking on that buck later.
Well, you know what? Here's what's funny is, like, if you took a chimpanzee or perhaps a monkey or even a gorilla and you got them around people so that they wanted to be around people, and then you gave them a bunch of human things like a hat and some clothes that don't match and clothes that don't fit and just let them try this stuff on, they would dress like a nigger. They would put the hat on crooked or backwards. They would choose the most contrasting color patterns for their shirt and their pants, the wrong size. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
That's what they would do. And then they would walk around like, I'm a human.
Yeah, but they'd smell better.
Yeah. They'd probably go out and get jobs. Start taking care of their kids and everything. God, maybe we should just replace niggers slowly with chimpanzees until all the niggers are gone.
Well, they're less dangerous.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It'd be a step up.
And they don't tend to vandalize too much shit. I mean, they still steal. They're monkeys. They still steal.
Yeah. But, you know, if we did that, there would be some liberal idiots, instead of burning coal, they'd be burning, you know, like bananas or whatever you would call it. What would you call it? Instead of being a coal burner, you'd be a banana stuffer. And they'd say, they're people too. They have rights.
They're already trying that with that monkey that took that selfie.
There's a monkey that took a selfie?
Yeah, some, I don't know, scientists or whatever, put a camera in some monkey cage, and the monkey took a couple selfies, and people are trying to sue, saying the monkey owns those pictures, and he can't make money off of it, and the monkey has rights because it's self-aware and took a selfie.
Yeah. And we gotta like, hype it up for 3 episodes before we announce it, because we got to generate interest. I mean, we got like 3 listeners if we're lucky right now. Nobody needs to know that.
We don't have any listeners right now.
That's true. Well, it's you, me, and, you know, we got 2. You, me, and the NSA guy.
No, we do have 3. I'm going to make the wife listen to it.
Okay, great. We tripled it. Yay.
50% increase, man. We're on the move.
Hell yes. Now I just need to get married and then we can double it, so. That's it for the whole year. That was 2019. I can't believe it's over.
Can you believe we've been on the air since 2008? Well, not me and you, but Chimp Out Radio.
Incredible, isn't it?
11 years. And I think I did about 40 or 50 episodes with you.
Yeah, probably. And they keep getting better.
Almost 2020.
And niggers have not stopped giving us an hour's worth of material every show.
Man, this is a job. This is a full-time job reporting on niggers.
I know. We need a staff.
Well, we're working on that.
That's right. We need to get a hot intern in here.
I think we've got one showing up pretty soon.
Not your mom. I said hot.
Oh, my mom's not hot. Come on, dude. Maybe she sent you some pictures, but no, that's my mom. She's not hot.
All right. We'll skip that part. But there's going to be plenty more episodes coming up in the future.
Hell yeah. 2020, the new beginning.
That's right. So, Merry Christmas, everybody.
And Happy New Year.
And don't take any shit from any niggers.